welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Well, this week we have been looking at the importance and the power of prayer, our very lifeline, our relationship with the Lord. It's our way of communication with Him. And we are just starting to look at the person and character of one of the great Bible figures, a man called Jacob, who wasn't always he wasn't perfect by any means. Scripture is very honest when it describes the heroes of the faith, that they were men of like passions just as we. But it's good to know that God is in control, that he is working all things out for our good, that he, you know, all things that pertain to life and godliness, he is in the process of bringing forth in our lives, and he worked with the Bible heroes of old, just as he does with us. And we can see, certainly in the case of the man Jacob, there was certainly a growth, a progression, and an understanding of the things of God. Now, on the last broadcast, we had looked at a period, we were looking at his character, and that he had, through deceit and subtlety, basically stolen the birthright from Esau, and because Esau was full of vindication and vengeance, he was going to kill him. He was told by his mother to flee to his uncle Laban, where to stay there until his brother's wrath had cooled. Well, his stay there was considerably longer than both he and his mother expected. But when he was fleeing, and he that first night he fell asleep at a place called Luz, he later named it Bethel, because he had a dream of Jacob's ladder, and the Lord spoke to him to confirm the promise that he had to his forefathers. And so the important thing is, Jacob makes a statement that he said, if God indeed will be with me. This is Genesis, the 28th chapter, verses 20 and 21. If God indeed will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, will give me bread to eat, raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. That was a strong statement. He was saying, all right, God will become my personal God. You know, there's no second generation Christians. We, each one of us, have to have an experience with the Lord ourselves. And so then Jacob goes on into his future. Of course, I trust you know the Bible story. But what we want to look at is a subsequent time in Jacob's life after he had served those many years with his uncle Laban. And we need to go to Genesis, the 35th chapter. And here we see at the very opening, God says to Jacob, arise and go unto Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. And so Jacob speaks to his household. He lets go. They journeyed. Jacob came to Luz. And it said in verse 7, he builded there an altar, called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. Then Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak. God appeared to Jacob again and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not any more be called Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I give Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. So basically, we see that he was, you know, crossing over that brook as two. He was two bands. He had increased with goods, his wives, his children. God had really kept his vow. And so what we're going to be looking at is Jacob wrestling with the angel. And here we see a time in which that vow that he made at Bethel was in fact completed. God has kept his word, but he was in a time of crisis. His brother Esau was coming with an army of armed men. But before we actually look at the incident that occurred at Peniel when Jacob wrestled with the angel, I'd like us to take just a moment to look at the blessing. Today we use that word very frequently, but in the time of the patriarchs, this was a solemn sacred oath. It was a custom of their day, and it couldn't be withdrawn. If we go back to Genesis, the 27th chapter, when his father blessed him, when Israel was pronouncing the blessing on Jacob, that's Genesis, the 27th chapter, verse 29, he said, therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine, and let the people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. So this was a very solemn pronouncement, and even though Esau cried with tears, that could not be withdrawn. He gave another blessing to him. And then, of course, when in the 48th chapter of Genesis, he spoke, when Jacob was in Egypt, he pronounced blessings upon his, you know, the children. And there was, that was a very solemn and important moment when the father would lay hands upon the son and pronounce the blessings. And so the blessing was something that God himself ordained, and it was him keeping his covenant promise. God had promised to bless Jacob. And here we see, as we now go back to the 32nd chapter of Genesis, we see that he's fleeing from Laban. Laban doesn't counter him, and he finally does release him with a blessing. And he actually comes to Mahanaim. Jacob went on his way. Laban says, departed, returned unto his place. Jacob went on his way. The angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he sent presents before him, hoping to appease his anger and to have a good reception. However, in verse 9, Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which says unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies, of all the truth which thou hast shewn unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. You see, God had fulfilled his word. And he said, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. Because one of the messengers came back to Jacob, saying, We came to thy brother Esau, and he cometh to meet thee with 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, the flocks, the herds, the camels, into two bands. And he said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. So he prayed prays this prayer to God. And he's really at a real critical, crucial time in his life. And in verse 22 of Genesis, the 32nd chapter, it says, "He rose up that night, he took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day." So this is the incident of Jacob wrestling with the angel of the Lord. Now, at this point in the life of Jacob, it's now 20 years since Jacob had made his covenant at Bethel with the God of Abraham. God has truly been faithful to his promise, and Jacob could testify, "With my staff," that's all he had, "I passed over this Jordan. Now I am become two bands." That's verse 10 as I read it to you. God promised to preserve Jacob, to be with him, to bring him again to this place at the Jordan again, as well as to bless his seed, making them numerous as the dust of the earth. And then, of course, we see in verse 7, Jacob was fearing. He was greatly afraid and distressed because of Esau. He sent his family over the brook and stayed behind alone. The word tells us that the fear of man bringeth a snare. He was at one of the most severe trials of his life. And what did he do? He got alone with God. Beloved, sometimes the battles we go through have the same purpose as what was now happening in Jacob's life. God wanted to bring him to the end of himself. He was alone, and now was the opportunity to get in close contact with the Lord. And for us, what can we learn? We need to come apart to get alone with God, that the Lord may have a better chance of dealing with the innermost thoughts of our hearts. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by. It's been such a joy to minister to you on the subject of prayer, and there's so much more I want to share with you, but it'll have to wait until next time. Thank you so much for joining me today, and if you have an area of need, there's power in agreeing prayer. That's one of the principles God has established, the power of agreeing prayer. And so I do invite you to write, or if you're being blessed, just drop me a note and say that you're being encouraged by the broadcast. It'll bless my heart. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be your...
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.